In a first for democratic South Africa, the 2025 budget speech has been postponed to March 12. This was announced on Wednesday by National Assembly Speaker Thoko Didiza. This comes about due to political parties in the government of national unity being unable to reach an agreement on what is contained in the budget.
I have just had a consultation with all the whips of parties following a consultation with the leader of the government business. In terms of Rule 48, subsection 2, we have decided to adjourn proceedings for a date to be determined by the programming committee. This is in accordance with Rule 10. Honorable members, before we started the session, we were informed by the leader of government business, as it is the process in terms of the communications between ourselves and the executive, that while today we've been gathered here to actually have the Minister of Finance presenting the budget to this August House, that there has not been agreement in terms of parties in the executive to actually find one another in proposals of the budget. And the executive therefore decided, as some of you already know, and as your whips have said in our discussion, some things that have already been on the media about where there are possible increases and where different parties, as well as members of the community's perspective on those proposed increases, were saying. And Cabinet therefore decided not to come and do a presentation of the budget and allow themselves enough time to relook at the budget and come back to this house in March at the time at which they will inform us.
The contentious issue among parties is said to be an increase in VAT rates. During the sitting, various parties voiced their opinions on the announcement.
You cannot come here and say confidently that the parties in the executive are not agreeing. What is that? We don't have parties in the executive. We've got the executive. The executive must come here and present the budget, and this parliament must decide whether we adopt that budget or not.
Let the Minister of Finance come and say whatever he wanted to say. We don't want to hear rumors. We hear very disturbing rumors that the VAT would have been increased by 2%. In other words, we hear rumors that this ANC-led government wanted to impoverish our people.
This is not a time for cheap politicking. This is serious. It's the first time since the new democracy in 1984 that this has happened. But we also understand that the government of national unity is serious about South Africa and about the future. And because of that, we must understand that things could happen in terms of where more time is needed.
Where was this discussion held? Why was the UDM not part of that discussion? As a result, we cannot support a decision that we know absolutely nothing about.
I want to appeal to you as the Speaker. Firstly, we have raised continuously in this House through the Appropriations Committee about how truncated the time is for the processing of the budget. So any natural delay that emerges as a function of today does in fact mean that Parliament is placed under pressure.
Addressing the media following the announcement, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana said the increase in VAT wasn't the only contentious issue on the table.
At what point, difficult question, because you never anticipate this stuff. It relates to the second question, for instance, somebody, is it normal? The answer is yes, because some of the information is market sensitive. Because of that nature, we normally give an indication. For instance, 2 weeks ago, we went to cabinet and gave an indication. Precisely because of the market sensitivity of some of the issues, we didn't put some of these issues on the table. And then we normally put it early in the morning. The unfortunate thing today, that's why we didn't start early, is because the president was not around, so we started late. So it's normal to do that. You can't have the 2% alone without talking about what's going to replace it, and that does not become contentious. What we're grappling with is not necessarily the 2% per se. What we're grappling with, given the challenges and priorities that we're facing, how do we fund them? Really, that's a debate. Do we borrow more? What are the implications of that? Do we continue cutting expenditure? What are the implications of that? Do we raise tax? What are the implications of that? There's general agreement that in the current environment, we need to find a way of funding our priorities. The debate is what is the best way of doing it.
Also speaking to the media, Minister in the Presidency Khumbudzo Tshaveni clarified rumors around which parties had disagreed and how the postponement was ultimately made.
On the question of the DA having released a statement claiming that they forced the ANC hand, I think all of you followed Minister McKenzie when he was replying in Parliament. And in his reply, I think he succinctly clarified it was neither a DA issue, an ANC issue, a PA issue, or a DA versus ANC, or a PA versus ANC, or ISP versus ANC. It was a cabinet decision. And let me clarify, in cabinet we have a sitting order, so the older ministers sit first. So it means when you are raising hands, it will be the ANC ministers who will raise their hands and speak first. And the focus of the discussion is not about party politics. It's about what is the balance that we need to achieve between managing our fiscal framework, managing our ability to protect the interest of South Africans in general and the poor at our most. How do we deal with the inequality that confronts all of us? So it's never a DA, ANC issue. It's a collective cabinet decision.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.